Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors, Say the Darndest Things in My Mom's Favorite Christian Financial Advisor. And today, brothers and sisters, we have a very serious episode today because it seems as if many American seniors, they do not have enough to retire. Now, we've been hitting on this issue for several episodes now, and I really want to drill this home. And this is going to be the nail that sticks in the coffin, because we are actually going to hear from real seniors who have retired and have to go back to work because they did not prepare. And I'm not going to ruin the surprise for you, but I want you to tune in to see the reason I talk about 401ks, savings, and the need to have a financial plan now and not to wait too late.
Tonight, we begin exploring an anxiety-producing question. Do I have enough saved for retirement? Nearly 40% of households face a lower standard of living in retirement. Over the next few months, I and America will examine the uncertainties of retirement and retirement planning. And we start with Jill Schlesinger and a couple in Florida who had retired but are now back on the job.
This is certainly not part of Larry Gesick's retirement plan. The 77-year-old electrician by trade leaves at 5:30 a.m. and heads for his part-time job unloading trailers at a local supermarket in St. Petersburg, Florida, for $14.75 an hour. His wife, Joyce, 66, prepares for her workday, making $14 an hour as a full-time legal administrator.
It's not really a retirement.
What is it?
It's working every day.
The Gesicks came out of retirement not because they wanted to, but because they had to, and are among the 11 million Americans, one in five over 65, who are still working.
We talked about this. People who want to work after quote-unquote retirement years, and most of the time, it was people who worked white-collar jobs. You're talking about your businessmen. You're talking about your financial planners, your doctors, your lawyers, people who kind of sit behind the desk. We're not talking about manual labor because that takes a toll on your body. You can only be a construction worker for so long before your body starts to wear out. Now, this is a different situation. They have gone back because they have to go back.
It's hard. 77, still busting my butt.
So I call it the work, retire, repeat syndrome.
Labor economist Teresa Giller-Ducci says work is the new retirement.
More than half of the people who are retired right now do not have enough money to be retired.
Oof. Who's to blame for all of this?
I blame policymakers.
Hey, do not blame policymakers. Okay. Listen, this is one issue you cannot blame policymakers, because policymakers are not spending your money. They're not coming into your house. They're not taking your wallet, and they're not making you spend at Amazon or Walmart or whatever that they're doing. They are not making you. You are a grown adult now. I want to hear what you have to say, but I just want to stop you for a second before you went too far. All right. Let's see what else you have to say. But that's not a good start.
Who experimented with our retirement system 40 years ago, and they are not saying the experiment failed.
That experiment is what we know today as the 401k, named after part of a 1978 law that offered companies an alternative to the traditional pension plan.
The thought was that Americans just need a little bit of financial literacy, mm-hmm. and they can just save on their own.
But in fact, many of today's older workers were never taught enough about saving and investing for retirement.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to stop it so much, but I can't take it. I can't take it. We are grown adults, right? The pension plan was great, right? It was saying, hey, you have a lump sum. If you are loyal to this company, you can get this lump sum. But let me ask you something. Do you remember a phenomenon called quiet quitting in 2020? I do. It was when employees felt like, I don't need jobs. They need me, right? It was like this kind of hiring boom where companies really needed employees, and the advantage was on the employee side. And what do they say? Never be loyal to a job. And I say the same thing. I say, never be loyal to a job. You are a business. So you exchange your work for money. But years ago, companies would exchange loyalty for money. So you stay for 20 years, they have a retirement for you. right? But people are jumping around so much, the cost of pensions, and people were stealing from the pensions. They were mismanaging the money. I'm not going to ignore that fact. People were mismanaging the pension. So when people retired after 20, 30 years, the money that they were promised was not there, or maybe the company went bankrupt or something like that. So I'm not saying that. But with this act of the 401k, you have more control over your assets. So it's not about information. Who's teaching you? It's not government's not giving classes. Now, obviously, they do have free webinars, right? So it's our responsibility to take this education. I'm telling you right now, you need to save and you need to get a financial plan. But what do some people do? Some of my listeners, well, I don't know, Mr. Ridgway. I'm not ready, Mr. Ridgway. Oh, I loved your podcast, Mr. Ridgway, but I'm not ready, Mr. Ridgway. Okay, that's fine. I'm not here to twist your arm. But look at this, 77 years old. 77 years old, still has to be an electrician just to make it. Listen, you are either going to retire by force or by volition. I mean, that's the only way that you're going to get through this. You're going to have to lower your standards for one reason or another. Either lower your standards now and save while you still have money coming in, or be forced to work and lower your standards, as we're going to find out here. Listen to this.
I grew up on a farm. Mm-hmm. Nobody there instructed any of us to put money aside and make your own way later on down the road.
Whether you're past 65 like the Gessicks or almost their ages, there are a few rules of the road to keep in mind. Basically, everyone needs a plan. First, figure out when it's best to claim Social Security. Next, fund an emergency reserve. Still working? Set aside 6 to 12 months worth of living expenses. Already retired? Make it 1 to 2 years worth. And keep that reserve in a safe, easily accessible interest-bearing account.
Like many working Americans, the Gessicks were more doers than savers. They drained their 401ks.
I think to us, it felt more like a savings account.
It felt to you like a savings account. You misused your account. You probably didn't seek professional help. And maybe, I am just guessing, someone said, hey, let me help you manage your 401k. And you said, oh, how much? They said, it's going to be about 1% to manage it. No, I'm not going to do that. No, I'm just going to do what I am. I'm happy the way that we are. We're just going to keep everything the same. Okay. We've seen this many times. We know what happens. And guess what happens? Yeah. Let's keep going. I'm not trying to shame these people. I am not saying they made the wrong decisions, because listen, we have to live the consequences of all of our choices. So whether you listen to people or not, that's none of our concern. You have to live your life. Maybe God blessed them with the lottery and they didn't have to worry about the decisions that they made, and you know, God corrects it all. But I'm saying the probability of people getting in this situation is increasing. You heard what she said. People don't have a plan. You need a plan. You have to, because this is the education that she's talking about. People may have turned this podcast off by now. Oh, this is boring. Oh, this is 8 minutes of my life. But dude, 8 minutes of your life can save you thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, so you can retire and stay retired.
And to focus on, I need to have this piled up to actually live on.
They have a mortgage, a car loan, and are paying down about $12,000 in other debt. But even with Social Security, some old pension funds, and their paychecks, money is tight.
All these expenses and the debt pay down leaves you with very little money every month, right?
Yes.
How much is that?
$50.
Now, did you hear that? Did you or did you not hear that? Rewind it if you have to. They said with their income, all that stuff, and some old pension, what? Some old pension plan. So they had the pension plan. They had some of the pension plan. But what happened? They probably didn't stick with that company. This is where we're getting the 401k. Now, in the 401k, you get matches, free money. How many of you are taking advantage of the match? How many of you know you have a match at your 401k? How many of you are saving for a future date so you can retire and what? And you can stay retired. I do want to make this point before I go. Congratulations to them. Now, why am I congratulating them? Because this couple, even though it's tough times, one, they went back to work to go get some money. Two, they didn't just crumble and go under a rock and say, I'm not paying off my debt. I'm just going to claim bankruptcy. These people actually went out. They're working. They're generating income to pay down that debt. What a beautiful thing. And after paying down all their debt, they have $50. And guess what? They had a plan. They had a payday even at 77 years old. So what's your excuse? At 65, 60, 62. It is not too late to establish your plan so you don't have to do this. People are living longer. 77 years old, this man is. Okay. And still has to work. You don't want to die. We just did an episode of a worker at Wells Fargo, 60 years old, passes away at her desk. Okay. We don't want this. We want to pay down our debt. We want to make sure that we're doing the right things, but let's do it early. Let's not get here. Let's not get to this point. Okay. Listen to me. Don't get to this point. Let's go further. Let's do better. And let's get some financial plans in order.
Had the Gesicks waited to age 70 to claim Social Security, they would be collecting more.
Can you look at a time where you feel like you can breathe a little more easily, or are you still under stress?
Yeah, it's stressful now, but I think we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah.
Getting there won't be easy. For I in America, Jill Schlesinger in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Yeah, it won't be easy. It will not be easy to get to that finish line. But ladies and gentlemen, I just pray that when you hear this episode, that you look to yourself like, I have a problem. I need to get a financial plan because I need to take the guesswork out of what I'm doing right now. Because if I continue down this way, I'm going to end up just like them because my 401k may not be up to the limits that I think that it is. I may outlive my 401k. I cannot just depend on the 401k to get me to where I'm at. I need to start making some contributions to our savings, having that safety net, that 6 to 12 months, or maybe even that 1 to 2 years, depending on where you're at. This is some really great advice they really gave you, but this is just the beginning, brothers and sisters. One, we need to make money, but then also we need to learn how to protect our money. And that starts with proper planning. I want you to set a consultation with me. I'm a certified private wealth advisor with over a decade of experience as a certified private wealth advisor professional. I deal with high net worth individuals all the time. I can help you answer some of your retirement questions. Okay. Whether it's a one-time plan or maybe even hire me as a financial advisor, either way, we need to figure out where you are and where you need to be. And if you don't do nothing now, you may end up just like this couple. And I don't want that. Well, that is it for me. Make sure that you check out some of our other episodes on 401k, maximum contribution limits for 2024, and all the likes about retirement accounts and how to protect yourself and live a life that's rich and righteous. Well, that's it for me. My name is A.B. Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.